I was originally going to write a sermon on the gospel today because it's a really good one, the publican and the Pharisee. But with the events yesterday, I decided to change the topic because, I mean, it was pretty remarkable what occurred yesterday in Spokane. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These words are taken from the Old Testament book of Job. And we read in that book that Job was a rich and prominent man. And God had essentially blessed him with every sort of legitimate earthly pleasure and happiness. He was healthy, he had a big family, and he was incredibly wealthy. He had given him everything. And above all things, Job was a just man. Before God, he was a just man fearing God, and he kept his conscience clean before him. The devil, there's recorded in that book, there was a conversation, Job only loves you, he only serves you because of the benefits he accrues from your service, from your love, and not for who you are as his God. So God decided to test the faith of Job. And he stripped him one by one of all those blessings he had poured out upon him. It was the acid test of Job's faith and love in God. If I take away these gifts that I've given him, will he still love and serve me? So his family was taken away. His family died. His health failed. He had boils all over his skin, very nasty. And he lost all of his wealth. He was completely desolate. He was reduced to sitting on a hill of manure. So basically his entire life was ruined. And his friends asked him, "You must have done something wrong to merit the punishment of God." Job said, "No." He could not recall even any hidden sins, why God would punish him thus. He simply replied, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." You see, Job understood a thing that we so often forget in our life. And that is every single thing that exists in this universe is the property and dominion of God because he created it out of nothing. He is the supreme master and dispenser of all things, even our own existence. We might think to ourselves as having the right to live, and we, in a sense, do have the right to live. But we did not bring ourselves into existence. If I ask you, what were you 60, 70, 80 years ago, unless you're very old, you would reply, "I was nothing. I didn't even exist." So God, of his goodness, we read that in the Catechism, to show forth his goodness and to share his everlasting happiness with heaven, he brought us into existence. So even our own life, the talents and abilities we have, the supernatural life of God in our soul, everything created, everything possible created, material or spiritual, it comes from God directly. And does he not have the right, if he created it, to also take those things away? So we get so attached to our own, in a certain sense, life and our own opinion, our own stuff, we forget that God is the supreme master of all things. Job understood that. This was all his to begin with. God simply allowed me to share in those blessings, to appreciate those things for a time, and then he took them away from me. And Job was not upset about it. It was all his to begin with. Job was also able to bear that, those great the privations that he suffered, because he was a just man. The sinner cannot long endure a hardship or the cross because they have divorced themselves from God. God gives us the strength to bear the trials and sufferings of this life. If we live in union with him, we have his grace, we'll be able to bear those trials and those sufferings. If we turn our back on him, even small crosses will become completely unbearable. We will not be able to do it because we cannot do it outside of his grace. I think about those fires yesterday in Spokane and someone who possibly lost everything they possessed in just a few minutes, it was gone. It is a stark reminder to us of the passing nature of this world, that we were not made for this world. God made us for himself, to be with him in heaven for all eternity. And our happiness, if it consists in the goods of this world, well, our happiness will also perish with the goods of this world. So we cannot put our, we cannot stake our happiness in this life. It has to be in God. Let us remember in the trials of this life that he'll never send us something that we cannot handle with the help of his grace. There will never be a trial, a cross, a temptation that completely overcomes us no matter what we do. If we have that, we're constrained. It says in the Imitation of Christ, sometimes we are constrained to walk merely by faith. We don't understand why he allows some things to happen. We don't understand perfectly why. We don't understand all the reasons why. But we know that he allows all things for our benefit, for our sanctification, for his greater honor and glory. So we have to have faith in God that he's going to work out the things in our life as long as we have faith in him. I'll leave you with that prayer of Christ to his apostles in St. John's Gospel. Let not your heart be troubled nor afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.